Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chalmecha, Zichrono Livracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Koheles, and we're up to Perek Vav. And so at this point, Koheles picks up and he says, Yeshua, Shereisi Tachas Hashemes, Rabbi Yala Adam, I see an evil that I've observed under the sun. It's quite prevalent among mankind. So what is this evil that Koheles said? Isha Shaitin Alokim Osho Nechosim Mechavod, Veinenu Chosel Anashim Kosha Yisabeh, Goya Shiten Alokim Lechomi Menu. Right? I see a man whom Hashem has given a tremendous amount of riches, wealth, honor, and he has nothing that the heart could desire, and yet, Hashem doesn't give him the power to enjoy it. Instead, ki ish nachri yochlenu, zeheva v'chali rahu. I think that's futile, and it's an evil disease. Sometimes Hashem makes miserly men quite rich, and they never enjoy their comfort in this world. And the next one says, Mitzudas David, and he's so sick, says Rashi, because that person's work was totally, totally in vain. Im yolid ish mea b'shanim rabos yichya, if a man has 100 children and he lives many, many years and he has a long life and a good life and his soul is just not content with the good and he doesn't even get burial, I still say about him, I think that a stillborn would be better off than he. In other words, Achab was such a person. He had amassed such a fortune, says Rashi, and he was plagued with envy through his whole life that he didn't get a proper burial. His sons murdered him and left his body to the dogs. So the stillborn, the dead fetus, experiences no pleasure, no sorrow, but he doesn't have the anguish that comes along with it, says Rashi. And that's a very big situation. Because it's coming, it's futile, and it departs in darkness. Its very name is enveloped in darkness. When you have a stillbirth, the name is hidden. We name stillborns, but we don't tell everyone what it is, what the name is. And so, Gam Shemesh Lo Rog V'Lo Yada Nachas Al Mizeh, though it never saw the sun anew, it had more satisfaction than this guy, because he doesn't have to go earn a living, says Ibn Ezra. And by the way, Ilu Chai Elaf Shanim Pamayim B'Tova Lo Ra, Alo El Makom Echad Hakol Holech. Right? Even if you live 1,000 years twice over, but you have no contentment, doesn't everyone wind up in the same place? Right? Everyone winds up dead anyway. Right? So what difference does it make? Kol Amala Adam Lefiu B'Gama Nefesh Lo Simale. All man's toil is for his mouth, and yet his wants are never filled, right? In other words, a man depends on his all his days to earn a living in order to put bread on the table to feed, right? And yet, man's soul can't be filled with food and drink. It has to have Torah and mitzvah, says the Targum in the process. What advantage does a wise man have over the fool? Right, some people only work for their mouths. They don't feed their souls because they don't see the fate of the righteous man and see how it differs from the fool. And what less does the poor person have in that situation? Right, you know, it's an end of the day. Everyone's going to the same place. So what does the poor person and lose? Some people, think that the poor person is having a different, difficult life, but maybe he's just taking the shorter route. Tov marei einayim aloch nafesh, gam zehevel ruach. Some people say it's better what the eyes see than what is imagined, but that too is a futility. Why is that? Better the eyes see than people think that it's better to work for the tangible goals, which relate to the senses, than to try to get a spiritual contentment, says the Sforno. Masha Aya, whatever used to be, Kvar Nikrashmo, it's already known. Vinod Asheru Adam, and it's already known that he's a person. Vlo Yuchal Adin Im Shetakif Mimenu. He can't be contending with one who's mightier than he. That is to say, it's decreed in Shemayim that whether an individual be rich or poor, right? So no matter how hard a person tries, he can't alter that fate. For what Hashem wants for him. Ishtvar marbe marbim hevel. There are many things that increase futility. Mayosel adam. So how does it benefit man? Right? In other words, there are all sorts of things, different types of entertainment, building buildings, says Smorno, with your name on them, pursuing physical pleasure, right? There are things, but who can possibly know what good for man in his life during the short span of his feudal experience? No one will possibly know what will occur after he's done. Who knows whether the fruit of his labor is going to endure or not endure at the end of his life. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.